the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning.
What's up,
it's
kid?
710 Brock Hunter. Happy Monday.
How are you, man?
So early. I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Actually, I slept quite well. Quite well because we got the new bed on. So we got one of those big, like, big just memory foam mattresses. We've been needing to do something. I've talked numerous times about how crappy our bed has been. We got ripped off because I'm pretty sure the place we bought the bed from was just a front for laundering money. Anyway, so we got this one, and I maybe it was like kind of that placebo effect where I didn't sleep better.
Now here's a quick question.
Yeah.
Is it a brand new bed or did somebody die in it?
No. I don't buy used beds. Used beds are disgusting. So I will never buy a used bed.
Goodwill, huh? You didn't get it at Goodwill.
No, folks, look, I understand beds aren't cheap, but don't resort to buying used beds, okay? No, this one, honestly, got it from Walmart. It's just one of those packaged 8-inch thick memory foam ones. So we got that pulled out of the box, let it sit and expand for a day or two. The only problem is upstairs we don't have a box spring because you can't fit it through the doorway. It's a super small doorway, and so a queen size box spring you can't fit through there. Luckily, the last bed we had was big enough that like it was thick enough that you didn't really need it. However, this bed, it needs a box spring for sure. So we just have it sitting on top of the old bed. So now it's huge. Like, you have to jump to get onto the bed. If I roll off this thing, I'm going to get a mild concussion. Like, that's where it's at right now. But I don't know, like I was saying, if it was just like I actually did sleep better, or I did sleep better because in my mind I'm like, oh, it's a new bed. It's not the same old crappy bed that we had. All I know is I slept great last night. I slept like a baby.
You know, regardless, either way, you still think you slept good, so it doesn't matter.
I haven't had a drop of Diet Mountain Dew yet this morning. That's how great I'm feeling right now. Yeah.
See?
I mean, I'm still going to, but right now, though, I'm still doing great, buddy. Still
doing
great.
Good for your health.
And then I tried to get Kiki to break it in with me, but she wasn't having it. I was like, come on, let's go break in the new bed. Come on. We haven't done it on there yet. Let's go. And then she just walked away. And I was like, well, come on. Fine, I'll go break it in by myself.
Right.
Which maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. That's for me.
Sad.
It's a sad
story.
You know? I broke that bed in real well with myself.
She's probably over there just shaking her head, just like Brock.
That's the good thing with the memory foam is you don't feel the shakes.
It's like trying to have sex on a waterbed. It's impossible.
Dude, I hate waterbeds. Don't even get me started. I dated a girl who had a waterbed, and it was the worst. There's no good way to do it. None.
I feel like you always bottom out. You're always laying on a piece of wood at the end.
Yeah, and then you're just waiting for that thing to burst in the middle of sleeping or anything.
All right.
God, I'll never forget that. She smoked in bed, too. And I'm always like, what are you doing? You're going to end up dropping an ash on this thing. And and no joke, she always used to say, it's a waterbed. It's fine. The water will put it out. I'm like, that's not the point.
She had a waterbed. Every time you went to go have sex with her, you have to take some Dramamine. Get that motion sickness going.
That was one of the funniest things you've ever said. Look at the horizon, babe. Just look at the horizon. Anyway, that was perfect.
It's a windy day in the bedroom, man. The waves are tall.
You got to throw an anchor down, tie an anchor around her waist so she doesn't blow away. All right, perfect. Let's do, on that note, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Take some Dramamine, dude. That's hilarious. God. Anyway.
Motion sickness, man.
Oh, God. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Love those guys, by the way. You know, they've been on the morning dump for a while now. And you know it's awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
They hooked us up with they brought a couple sweatshirts to the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Super nice Duluth sweatshirts. So I was out yesterday doing a little yard work. It was a little chilly. Mm-hmm. And I looked over. I was like, boom, there it is. That Duluth. Dude, so thank you, guys.
It's got appreciate a pocket that. In there. Dude, they did not spare any expenses on those. Legit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, love them. Pump that septic. Let's see here. Do you want to start with sad news or happy news?
Let's start with sad.
You want to start with sad news? Sad. All right.
Yeah.
Well, sadly, Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler are ending their marriage after 7 years.
Boy.
The very Cavallari star broke the news on Instagram Sunday, writing, quote, "With great sadness, after 10 years together, we have come to a loving conclusion to get a divorce. We have nothing but love and respect for one another and are deeply grateful for the years shared, memories made, and the children we are so proud of. This is just a situation of two people growing apart." They have three children.
Sounds like she left him. 100% guarantee it.
Yeah.
Just the way she's saying it.
Three kids, Kristen. Now here's what's funny. Kristen and Jay have been self-isolating in the Bahamas where they were stuck with their children over the last few weeks. Aye. They finally got a flight back home to Nashville last Monday. So maybe, just maybe, being stuck with each other for the last, a few weeks finally came to a head and they're like, all right, I can't do this.
Fueled the fire, if you will, you know. You know, it's hard enough to be with your wife and your kids and whoever you have in your own house. You're comfortable in your own house.
Yeah.
You know where all the hiding spots are. You know mm-hmm. how to get away. And you're just more comfortable. So if you're quarantined in what? Are they in the Bahamas? Is that what you said?
Yeah, in the Bahamas.
It's just, you know, it just adds to it. The Bahamas are beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
Your own space.
It's
like you're always renting things. You're always kind of in your own, out of your element.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So I don't know. Either way, they're ending it. See, I got nothing against Jay Cutler, the man. I never liked Jay Cutler, the football player, even though he had a cannon on him. But Jay Cutler, the man, is hilarious to me.
Like, I love the guy.
He's a funny guy. I just love his just kind of nonchalant, like a professional quarterback smoking cigarettes.
Just doesn't care.
Just
look at the coach and just kind of roll his eyes. Just like, whatever, dude.
He just had that attitude. And I don't blame him because he was for the Bears. He just had that attitude. Like, I could see him, like, I could see the coach be like, Jay, come on, we got to go in. He, like, takes a long last drag of his cigarette. He's like, whatever happens, they're still going to hate me. Like, he just,
He was, like, never ready to play. Like, okay, I got to go in. I got to throw my helmet on. Put the cig out. Put the helmet on. Let's go.
He could have won the Bears a Super Bowl, and I think the Bears fans still would have gave him crap. Like, that's where it's at. Like, they're just like, ah.
Here's the thing. It's like, you know how strong of an arm you got to have for, like, coaches to look past this that attitude? Like, yeah, he kind of sucks, but, dude, he's got a cannon. We got to go with this guy.
We got to give it a shot. Know? Anyway, well, best of luck to both of them on their new adventures. Actually, you know what? It's from sad news to even sadder news. Millions of gallons of beer that are currently stuck in stadiums, concert halls, restaurants, and bars are going stale. The humanity.
Bro.
The horror. Timing couldn't have been worse because the coronavirus hit just before two of the country's biggest drinking occasions, St. Paddy's Day and March Madness, took place. So now beer companies are trying to get their kegs back so they can be refilled before lockdown lifts. The clock is ticking. Time is tight as beer stays fresh for between 2 and 6 months. Before it's all over, there will probably be a lot of beer dumped and wasted.
It's got to be like a country or something it's really hard to get beer at. You know, we should just take all this beer and donate it to those people. Like, here you go. Just have the time of your life. The stadium's full of beer that we're just going to waste. Come on. Let's give it away.
I totally agree. I totally agree. I'm sorry. I was kind of actively listening. So Kiki just came in, and I have been, you know, kind of pounding my feet and banging on the desk and everything. She is not happy with
me. She's complaining?
Because I was sitting there hooting and hollering and banging on the desk and pounding my feet, and apparently I was making too much noise.
What the no! No, that's the show. That's the show. She should know that. Be as loud as you want. You know, it's not your fault you're at your house.
That's true. That's true. Well, needless to say, there's going to be wasted beer, and there should never be wasted beer. You know what kills me when you see wasted, like when you're at a party and there's some chick there that like goes to like shotgun a beer, and she only gets like two big gulps in and then ends up just pouring the rest of it out. That makes me so mad. I'm like, what? Stop it. If you can't do it, then don't try and attempt to do it because you're wasting beer.
What's worse, that or if you're hosting a party and you clean up the next morning and it's just there's like 50 half-drinking beers.
It's right.
Like,
in
there's
line.
Always that little spot at the bottom, and you're just like, does nobody like to drink that part of it? What is it, poison?
I'll send my friends bills if that happens. I'll be like, all right, here you go. This beer, you owe me $12.56 for all the beer you didn't drink. I'll send them a bill. Be like, this is what you get for not finishing your beer.
I got another question for you. Do you wash out your cans before you take them back?
Of course, because I'm not an animal.
You do?
Mostly because the can bin is right next to the trash bin there in the kitchen, and I don't want bugs flying all over the place. So, yeah, I always rinse them out. And it just makes it cleaner when you go and dump them out, you know, when I take my 30 trash bags.
You're the person that hates, God, I hate it when cig butts are in cans.
Because I'll leave them in there. I'll still rinse it out. But, yeah, I try not to. Lots of times the cigarette butt can just goes in the trash. Because I'm like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to mess with that.
Somebody was bitching about it the other day. So many cig butts in these empty cans. It's ridiculous. Like, what do you want them on your ground?
Yeah.
You want them out in your yard? You know, we're trying to be considerate here. Think about it.
I just throw the lit ones in the trash can. Just see what happens. See if it truly is a fire-safe cigarette. All right, there you go. That's your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.